Okay, so I guess the title I would have put on this is Trials Are Gonna Come, But What Are We Gonna Do With Them? That's really, what are we gonna do with the trial? It's gonna come. So I feel like if we're talking about trials, we need to define what a trial is. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says the action or process of trying or putting to the proof slash test. So like trying, proving that something's worthy, I guess. The scripture text for tonight is just one verse. Psalms 23:4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me." This scripture, I used to just think that it was just talking about, I used to think this was talking about like me and God, right? But the scripture is actually talking about back in David's day, because David wrote the Psalms. Back in the shepherd's day, they'd take the sheep to the lowlands in the winter for more grass and warmer weather, because it's very cold on the mountaintops. But when the summer came back, they had to go back up to the mountaintops, which involved going through the deep valleys and gorges. If you've ever been to Summersville, you know like how deep the gorges are. They're like 500 feet deep, so it gets pretty dark down there. We've been down to the bottom, and it's super dark. So when you're going back up the mountaintop, you're going through these deep valleys. And for a season, the shadow overtakes the light. It's just dark. But it's only for a season. In Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens." I feel like a trial is like this shadow. It gets dark for a season, but then you can start seeing through the clouds again. A good artist knows you can't have a great picture without some shadows. If you paint or if you draw, you know this is true. The shadows just, they add more depth, I guess. And the greatest artist of all, God, knows the same is true about us. If the painting didn't have shadows, it wouldn't be to its full potential. Just like if we didn't have trials, we wouldn't be living in our full potential with God. Trials are hard to understand, and I truly know that. I feel like going when I go through it, the big question is, why do I gotta go through this, God? I don't understand why. But I feel like I was reading this week, reading some devotionals, trying to get some thoughts, and this just kept coming to my mind. Trials are to make us more like Christ. Romans 8:29, right after Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. It says, "For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." This shows that God, before time, he predestinated us to be just like Jesus. He wants us to live just like Jesus did, love like Jesus did. God's the potter. We're just the clay. If you've ever worked with clay, you know it's super tough. It comes out of the bag. It's hard to work with. It takes some work and some pressing to get in the shape that you want it to be in, just like us, though. God wants us to be more like Christ, but it's going to take some work and trials to make us more like him. It's not going to be fun. It may hurt, and it may be irritating, but it's going to make us more like Jesus. But trials also restore faith. Trials make us depend on God so much more. In the midst of a trial, we know we can call on God, and we already know he's going to be there. Psalms 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears." This scripture shows us that if we just seek the Lord, he's going to hear us. We have to be clean-hearted. God will hear us, and he'll deliver us from it in his time, though. God's not just going to pull us out of the battle because it's hard. We got to keep fighting and keep going through. Hebrews 6:12 says, "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who go through faith and patience inherit the promises." We have to be patient. Our timing isn't God's timing. God knows why we're going through it. He knows how we're going to make it through. We may not know why the trial is happening or when it's going to end, but we don't have God's perspective. God knows everything that's going to happen, but we do have God's promises. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." The promise. God's going to be with us no matter where we go. "And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." This is a promise from God saying he's going to walk us through the hard times. John 14:18 says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." This is a promise that God's not just going to leave us. When we're going through trials, we're pretty restless, I guess. It's hard. But God's not going to leave us comfortless. He's going to come and lead us. Hebrews 13:5 says, "For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee." God's just not going to take us to the river and tell us, you can go find your way across, figure out how to get through it. He's going to take us there and he's going to walk beside us the whole way. I don't know about you, but that definitely increases my faith when I read that. But trials also help me to help others. Sometimes when I'm going through a trial, God's like, "Dude, you're the only one with that problem. No, don't tell anybody about that. That's just embarrassing." But trust me, a lot of people go through the same thing we do. God said this is a common salvation. Through a trial, we can help others, show people that the end's going to come. If the trial can end for us, it can end for somebody else. We can show them how we got through, give them tips, and they can keep pushing. It says, 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, "Who comforteth comforteth us in all our tribulations, so that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. God comforts us so we can help comfort other people. I truly believe that. But maybe we should move on to why we have trials. This is kind of my biggest question. Like, why do we need to go through trials? And how are we going to get through them?
Right.
First and foremost, I think we need to draw close to God. I feel like when we go through the trial, we try to pull away from God. Before I got saved, you know, when you're a sinner, you turn to sin for your problems. Like Damon said Friday night, you turn to drugs, drinking, alcohol, girls, boys. You just turn to sinful things, and that just keeps piling up. It's going to blow up in your face. You can only put so much air in a balloon before it just blows up.
Right.
But we need to draw close to God. When I got saved, God had all the answers. And he may not tell us all the answers right away, but we're going to find out in the end what the plan that God has for us. But when we go through it, we forget about God. We just, our human self, I guess, just decides to pull away. It's stubborn, like when you're sin, you turn to whatever you want to turn to. And that's, I feel like when you go through a trial, you kind of pull away, you forget to read, you start pulling up on your praying. You're like, I'll just pray a short prayer tonight. I'm kind of tired. I've definitely done that. I'm not going to lie, but God's been working on me. I just want to thank the Lord for that. James 4 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. God wants us to be step for step with him. When you're young, you're in the snow, you follow your dad's footsteps because you know if you follow him, you're protected and you know that you're safe. But if we go through the hard times, we may not be able to see, but we can follow God's footsteps and we know we're safe. He's protected us in the realm of safety. We also need to talk to God. Psalms 23, 1 through 3, it starts talking about how God leads, he guides, he restores. But when it gets to that valley in verse 4, he starts saying, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He stopped talking about God and started talking to God. We can't make it through the dark times unless we can cry out to God. Yeah, we can praise God in all things, but we got to start talking to God. God's the only way we're going to get through the dark times. Psalms 34 and 17 says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all the trouble. God wants us to cry out to him. He's going to hear us and he's going to deliver us in his time though. We need to tell God about our burdens and our cares. God wants to know. He's a caring God. He says, cast all thy cares on me and I'll cast all your cares on me because I care for you. God cares for us. He wants to know our cares. God will help deliver us too in his time, but we need to talk to him along the way. He's not just going to deliver us just, oh, I'm not going to talk to you, but I'll bring you through this. No, we need to talk to him, tell him what's troubling us. God's a great comforter. And lastly, we need to keep walking. Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. It says, I walk through. The word shows us that this isn't a permanent place. You're not going to be in the valley forever. Just like we said earlier, it's only for a season. This hard time's eventually going to end. But it's going to be a dark time while it lasts. We need to walk by faith, not sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We may not be able to see the end, but we need to have faith that God's plans for our good. God's only going to put us through stuff that's for his glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. This shows that God's not just going to put us through something just for the fun of it, or just to see if you can do it. It's going to be for his glory. It's going to be mending us to be more like him. Just an example though, you know, when you're hiking, you maybe go up and down through hard times, and you may be like, it may be hard, your legs may be tired, but you keep walking so you can see the view. You can take pictures of the beautiful pictures. So with trials, you need to keep walking through the mountain, through the valley, to see what God's molding you to be. You can't just sit at the bottom and see. God wants you to see from the top. But temptations are going to come. James 1 and 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diver temptations. Diver means like many temptations. It doesn't say if you fall into trials, but when you're going to fall into them.
Right.
Trials are going to come, so get prepared. It's just how life works. But just like the clay, it doesn't come out of the bag in the shape you want it to be. It has to be molded. Before I close, though, I want to use this like pearl analogy. Pearls are created by a single grain of salt making its way into the oyster shell by a crack. This irritation causes coatings over the sand, which harden to become a pearl. But all oysters don't make pearls, only the ones that recover from the irritation and wounds. Our trials are going to hurt, and they're going to irritate us. I can amen that. But in the end, God can turn our hardship and hurt into a treasure. He can make something beautiful through the hard times. When you get in the valley, the only way is through, and the only way you can make it through is by talking to the shepherd and walking by his side.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Very, very good.